and The Ocean Was Our Sky by Patrick Ness. Performed by Cassandra Campbell. Let me be clear right from the start. I hate The Hunt, but I loved it then. Now, of course, after all that occurred, after all are dead, after I waited for a rescue that might never come, no one would blame me for hating it. Though there are always eager whispers from others, even now, a look of excitement in an eye, a hesitant suggestion that I might perhaps recount my story yet again for the thrill of it. Whose thrill? Not mine. I have discussed this with soldiers, and they have confirmed to me that yes, there are those who romance The Hunt the way they romance war. In their safety, they imagine heroism. They imagine a place in history, an invisible pride that won't feed their children but will raise them above their neighbors. They never imagine the despair. They never imagine the blood and suffering. They never imagine how your heart dies and dies again. I, like nearly every soldier before our wars finally stopped, have taken refuge in a silence so firm it is only the most witless who dare intrude upon it. But now, here once and for all, I set down my tale. I am not who I was then. I said I was ignorant, and I am not wrong, though by that point I had learned that men lived upside down from us, that for them the ocean was below, the abyss above, our gravities only meeting at the surface. I knew, too, that our writers speculated about worlds where whales also lived this way around, rising up to meet men rather than swimming down to them. But to us, this was nearly blasphemy, a fantasy of men pretending to a dominance they'd never have. I had learned of our pasts, too, how the hunts between whale and man had gone on for thousands of years, as our societies reflected each other, grew together, war driving both to further and further innovations. I had learned, in short, to love The Hunt not merely for itself, but for its history, for its part in my identity. And I did love it. I had my own personal reasons by that point, too. But what more reason did a young whale need than the fact that men had hunted us for time immemorial, and hunting men was what we did in return? It was a whale's duty, if so prophesied, and I embraced it. But that was then. If you hear what I say and still wish yourself there, wish yourself a hero, wish yourself a hunter, then either I have failed in my telling or you are a fool.